I'm gonna tell you what I do know. Hey, remember, did you watch my video yesterday?
Yes.
And I told you I was running in circles. Let's see, where is it? On YouTube?
Yes, I
YouTube.
found.
And what is it on my page?
Yes.
Girls, it's on my page.
I'll
And
send
what
it
is
to you now.
what's the name of my page? I'll let Janet put it up. I don't know what name of my
I'll
page
put it
is.
up.
I wanted you guys to see that because I don't know if you're like me, Mike. I know you guys your act together, but it was about me running in circles. I mean,
I
serious.
think
I
I
mean,
would.
I'm going from one thing to the next. So I went in and I ate lunch, and I made a list of church stuff, and then I made a list of farm stuff. And then on top of that, I was supposed to meet the phone guy there.
Yeah.
Well, they canceled. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm telling you this story. Don't let your plans override the Lord's plans.
No.
Excuse me. Good morning to everybody. So let me tell you this, guys, we're going to do a lot of praying on this show. So please share the show. Send your prayer request. We're going to have a bunch. We're just going to get down into some prayer. I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. And yes, we're going to get into Palm Sunday. Yes, there's a bunch. I just want to pray today. I made a list. And do yourself a favor, me a favor, and everyone a favor. Get on the prayer wall. And that's going to help everybody and help yourself. There you go. One of the girls put it up. Watch that video when you get a chance. Obviously, don't do it while you're watching Overcomer Hour, but do that because I think there's some great content in that on that. I think it's only about 2 minutes long, but it talks about the one plan that is done is Jesus got her done at the cross of
Yep,
Calvary.
that's the title of it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and be praying for Vicky, everybody. She is working on getting healed and working on getting healed. So, to someone who can pray over my friend, we're gonna pray. Guys, just send them up. I've never seen that. We always need to pray. We always do. And I was praying last night before I went to bed, and praying this morning. And like you guys. We need prayer now more than I think we ever have. And I don't want to say it was a prophecy, but I'll just say it was a prophecy. I seen this coming like a week ago. I really did, and I knew what was going on. So I'm gonna tell you, it doesn't mean the devil's here to stay or anything like that. It just means it's time to pray. And okay, so Mike, you're gonna open us up in prayer. Guys, get on the get. Let's just make this a real prayer startup. If we haven't been praying enough, let's get that going, and then we'll get your prayer request. We've got the prayer wall, we got the show. Mike, get us started if you would, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. Thank you for everything you continue to do in our lives with our wisdom and with our patience. We need all this. I'd like to pray for everyone out there who's going through anything. Today's a new day. We can repent and we can start our day as the Lord plans for us. We ask you continue to watch over us and keep everyone healthy and keep everyone safe today. In your precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Lord God, out there I'd like to add along with my brother Mike, and I thank you for all our friends. I am so grateful for all these prayer partners, prayer warriors that have Bible Travel. I thank you for them. I love them all. They're such near and dear friends and just brothers and sisters in Christ. And we have a great community of believers. And Father, we just got a bunch of stuff we'd like to lift up to you today. So forgive us for being needy, but we surely are. And we know when we run to you, Lord, that you're not only going to hear our prayer, but you're going to answer them and heal us. And Lord, this could be the greatest time in the life of your church here at Have Bible as your children join this morning. in one prayer, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And for all the heavy hearts that are out there today, Lord God, just touch them. Let them know today that they have been touched by the Holy Spirit. They've been touched by the Master. And I pray that everyone shares this show, Lord, and we just get back to having a prayer revival starting this morning. That everyone would put aside a couple of minutes starting this morning and just lift their holy hands to you, Lord, and just say this church, we need you, Lord. We need you, Father. We really, really need you today. We need your touch. We need your healing. And we're ready to receive it. So cleanse our heart and let us come to you with pure focus and clarity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Wow. All right, let's do some hellos, and then you guys keep your prayers coming in, please. And the prayer wall, and then we'll get into the show. Obviously, we're talking about Palm Sunday, and I'm hoping we get to that. We got the Zechariah 9:9 stuff. We got the Luke 19 and the Mark 11 and all that. We got all that, so we're good. But let's go down, and you guys post your stuff, and then we'll go to the prayer wall, and we'll get everything prayed for. I don't know about everything, but we'll give it a whirl. So here we go. Let's say hello to Terry Burek this morning. Okay, let's get back. I just messed that up. All right. Here we go. Want to say hello to Gloria Lawrence. Want to say hello to Jason Hug. I got to go back to my bigger screen because I messed mics up. Let's see who's on the show. Bear with me. All right, I'm scrolling back. Let's say hello to Donna Wood, Vicky Rankin, praying for you for continued healing. Let's see. Mary Vandergriff saying hello to you. Vicky is working on getting healed this morning. Roxanne Galati, good morning to you. Tiffany Short, can you direct me to someone who can pray over my friend one-on-one? Tiffany, call us after the show and we will work on that, please. Janet Dillon put up a YouTube video off of my page. You guys, whenever you get a chance, watch it. It's just about what Jesus did for you and I. It's very important at this time. Linda Harden, we got a bunch of prayers for you and your friends and family. We know who those are, and we'll start addressing them. Roxanne Galati, Mary Van Griff, Jeanette Eckerson, good morning to you. Molly Trout, good morning to you. Carol Jones, good morning. Colleen Wilson, we need your touch, oh Lord. Yes, amen. Beckelaw, thank you so much. And my buddy Scott Forrester, good morning to you and your family and everything that is good. Be praying, guys. Got a lot of people out there that need prayers. Mandy Schulte's on the show. Good morning to you. Dennis Shriver says, good morning. Thank you for prayers. I fly out of Arizona tonight to pick up my wife. Three cats full of plants and drive 14 or 50 miles. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Dennis Shriver and his new stuff. He's got a lot of great stuff, Lord. We pray that you bless him and help him. Donna Wood for healing. Donna Spangler, good morning to you. Terry Burek, Mandy Schulte says, yeah, prayers for youth trip on their mission trip. Lisa's need, knowledge, wisdom, and finances. Yes. Be praying for the youth that are down there, too. Let's pray for these, Mike, and then we'll come back. I got another group. I'm going to go out to the prayer wall, and we'll pray for them. So we're going to take a lot of time and do some praying, guys, so get your stuff up there. So if you would, Brother Mike.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to petition you for healing, guidance, mm-hmm. and protection and love. With this and our faith in you, we can get through anything and everything. We ask you to heal, And as we hear the praise reports coming in, we want to thank you in advance. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, I'm going up to the prayer wall, guys. So before I go to the prayer wall, I got a kind of also want to be praying for Elizabeth. She's having some knee and hip issues. Bear with me, guys. I got a bunch of them wrote down here. All right. We're going to pray for Jeannie's granddaughter, Alyssa. We're praying for Pastor Jay. I want to kind of reference back to the prayer wall here with Julia. She has some children, Dominic and Ryan, who have some prayer requests, and Shannon, who is in a lot of pain, and for her carpal tunnel surgery, or she has carpal tunnel, praying for that. Aunt Jen's praying for her nephew James. Again, I said prayers continue for my wife. Sherry Lehman, got to spend some time with her last night at a baseball game. God bless you, Sherry and Guy. Nice to see you. Pray for the Ferguson family. Got to see them yesterday. God bless you guys. Thank you for being there, Ferguson family. The Jeffries, Bill and Debbie Jeffries, we're praying for you guys. Love you guys. Praying for Keelan and her family, Taylor, Easton and Emery, Patrick and Candace and Chase and Audrey, Evan and Mia. Let's see. Let's go to the prayer wall. All right. Hang in there with me, guys. We got a bunch on here. Pain management for Pastor Jay. I told you about Julia. Carol has an in-law. Her nephew Josh needs prayer from brain cancer. And a gentleman by the name of Jacob, who needs prayer. Linda Harden, I know she has prayer for her mom. She has prayer for her mom. She has a prayer for her friend, Mike Shea. I think there was another one in there for the Harden family. Bear with me, guys. Chris Drainer. I think Chris Drainer's on there. Mike Madalone, been praying for you. Want to pray for his mother-in-law, Donna. Could we, if you guys get a chance, I don't know if she can answer the phone out there, but somebody call Mike Madalone and see if we can get Donna's number and somebody pray with Donna on the phone. She's out in a hospital out there where they live, and she needs some prayer. Let's do that. I'm not sure if she can answer the phone or not, but Angela Madalone, we need to pray for Angela Hughes has a lot of prayer requests here, guys, with her family, and they have some situations going on there with some addictions and some oppression. Shell Johns is sending up prayers for Jeff McNeil. He's asking for prayers over his health. Praying for Shell and her upcoming travels. Prayers for her mom. And I think she had another one in there. I'm not sure what that one was. There's an anonymous prayer for someone looking for the husband to return back to the family. We're lifting that up. Carrie's praying for her two sons to come to the Lord. I think we got some baptisms this weekend. We're lifting them up to you today, Father God. Mike S., praying for recovering alcoholism. LJ, praying for God's hand in his life. Needs some healing mentally and physically. And we're going to talk about some mental health here in a minute, guys. There's another one who's kind of been in a funk here. I want to pray for my brother, Terry Lupke, too, as well, for clarity of thought today and healing. Pray for Ruth, who has tuberculosis. Linda Harden also has a friend, Kathy, who's in the hospital. Terry Dunn, praying for Kylie Beatty. Guys, give us an update and see how she's doing. Crystal Waymire with the loss in her family of her mom. Continue to pray for Franny's family with the loss of her mother, and praise for their new grandbaby. that Matt just had. Cindy Jeffries has a few along. Let's see, would Cindy, I'm sorry, Cindy Ford, Jerry Ford have some for the Conley family. I think Marie and her husband Gary, they both need prayer. I seen them last week. God bless you guys. LJ has some prayers here as well. Let's go back to the show, see what here. Roxanne Galati is needing prayer. I want to say hello to Jennifer, Mike's daughter. Good morning to you. Prayers for you, Deanna Fletcher. Prayers for you for healing. And Juanita is fighting pneumonia. Jeff Smith, praying for you this morning, my brother. Praying for her, Jeff's mother, Sharon. Gloria and Lawrence, we're praying for your daughter. Nice. And also your son-in-law, dad, who had a heart attack last night. We're going to continue to keep you in prayer. I want to pray for the Heskett family. Thank the Heskett family for sending their gift basket to my house. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Tucker's okay. We talked about all that. Mike, let's lift those up to the Lord, if you would.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we continue to petition you and asking you for complete healing and a touch of your, on those that aren't feeling that well, that you can continue to look after them, give them strength and wisdom and comfort, so that their friends and family can help them in their time of need. And that's what the Lord calls us to do, is help one another, especially if one's down and out. We want to get out there, and we'd like you to just let everyone know, let them know how much they mean to you. You as our Savior and Lord and Master. We ask you to continue to love us as we love you, and thank you for all the answered prayers. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, guys. Share the show. Share the prayers. Keep the prayers going. Keep everybody updated. Let me know what's going on out there. Got a lot of praises out there, too, so you can send in praises. Want to say hello to Wild Man. Wild Man Dave's out there. So we are getting into Palm Sunday, and then I want to remind you, don't forget about Good Friday. We need to really push that Good Friday service, because it's kind of like in the middle of the week, and sometimes people forget about it. But we're promoting it, so after Palm Sunday, don't forget about Good Friday. And I have this in my video. Can you call Good Friday, and is that okay?
No,
I mean, do
sure.
You feel okay? I called it Good Friday slash celebration.
Yeah.
To celebrate. We're celebrating. It's good for us because Jesus died on the cross, paid our final debt, and then celebrate that we're free from sin when we accept Him.
Yeah.
That sound good? So all kinds of cool stuff. Let's get into your Devo is as fitting as anything I've seen.
Oh, great.
So we're going to have Mike start on this Devo, which is absolutely phenomenal. And the timing couldn't be better. And I told Mike, he's always on the ball. And he said, no, it was God. And I said, well, you're listening to God, so you're on the ball. So tell us what you got, Mike.
Well, what we got is Ephesians 4, verse 27. Leave no room or foothold for the devil to give him some kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you give the devil place, he will take it. If you stay alert and keep your shield of faith high, because if you don't, he'll turn around and steal back from you the ground you just took.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many people who have received their healing, fallen back into their old thinking patterns. They let their faith down, gave the devil an opening, and when he came along with an old symptom, they weren't ready for him. They fell victim to his counterattack. You can stand successfully against the devil's strategies, but before you do, you're going to have to make three quality decisions.
All right, three quality decisions. Let's talk about there. Let me read 427 here.
Okay.
I think I sent that up, didn't I? Let's see. Sorry, guys. Let's see. Okay. Let me read 427, and then Mike's going to give us the three things we need to know. And give no opportunity to the devil. So here the Apostle Paul's talking to the church in Ephesus about being unified in Christ. And obviously he's talking about how to stand against the devil's schemes. He's talking about how to stay close to the Lord and be able to fight off spiritual attack. That's a setup for you. Go ahead with your three things.
First, you must make the Word of God your final authority in your life and line up your thinking with whatever the Word says. Next, you must decide to live.
All right, hold on. I'm punching this out. All right, let's see if it goes up. All right. Okay, next.
You must decide to live your life by faith in what God has said. The Bible says faith comes from hearing, and hearing the Word of God is Romans 10, verse 17.
Decide to live by faith. Got it.
Finally, you must decide to live by the love of God, because faith works by love.
Ooh. I like that. Oh, live by. What would you say? I typed it totally wrong. Live.
Finally, you must decide to live by love of God.
By love of God. I'm sorry.
Because faith works by love.
All right.
Sorry. Without love, your faith won't function. Without the Word, you can't have faith. So don't try to make one of these decisions without the other two. You didn't make all three of them. This lifestyle, Word, faith, and love, keeps you in a place of resistance to the devil. I suggest you get alone with God, pray in the name of Jesus, commit myself from the day forward to live by the Word of God and to live by faith and to live by the love of God. Decide today to give the devil no place in your presence. How about John 15, verse 7 through 12, it says?
Love that.
You know all that.
I don't know what the heck is wrong with this computer. I'll tell you what. Maybe it's the guy operating the dang thing. What do you think? Well, all right. So let's go back through it while Mike's looking up scripture. Make the Word of God final. Decide to live by faith. And then live in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So make the Word final. Let me go ahead. Were you going to read John 17?
Yeah, we got right here.
Okay.
7 through 12. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what your will, and it shall be done unto you.
Mm.
Here is my Father glorified, that you hear much bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, and continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, shall abide in my love, even as kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
Mm.
And the last, number 11, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Mm.
Oh, good mercy.
So I just want to warn you guys ahead of time, I could stay all day in John 15. So I'm sorry. I gave them guys the wrong. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn there. And maybe that's just where we're supposed to be. Let's do this. Just don't get mad. All right. Okay. Don't want anybody to get mad. Let's go back through it. This is about the lowest hanging fruit in the Bible, and it's all red letters. John 15. Here we go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Stay with me. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it more bear more fruit. Listen to what pruning does. You guys may not like it any more than I like it. He's got to prune stuff away in your life. He's got to purge. Purge, prune, they're basically the same thing. Purge is an abrupt removal. Prune means cutting back stuff you don't need to make it grow more.
Excellent explanation.
Cutting back stuff that you don't need so you can grow more.
Mm.
Say it with me. Cutting back old stuff so you can grow more.
Amen.
And sometimes cutting that stuff off is very painful, kind of, physically sometimes and psychologically.
Kind of cutting off the world, is that?
Oh, man. Yeah, how about cutting off the world? How about knowing this? All our God-given rights that we have as human beings come from Almighty God. So don't look to anybody to rescue you. Don't look for, you know, all the Hollywood moguls, the politicians, or the big shots, or the pharmaceutical companies to come and rescue. It's going to be Almighty God. You're going to have to today cry out to God.
Amen.
And listen to what he says. Maybe you're going through a pruning process. Let's go through it together. Let's pray. Stretch your hands out. Father God, I just stretch my hands out and my heart to you along with my brothers and sisters. I love them all dearly, and you love them more than I do. And we want to purge our lives of anything that doesn't help us grow. And get rid of it out of our lives so we can grow closer to you. We love you. We love you, Lord God, and give you our lives today to prune and purge. Help us. And then help us help others in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Man, welcome him to your heart.
Amen. Welcome in. Here we go. Let's keep reading. Abide in me, and I in you. I'm in 4:15, 4 in John. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I'm in him, it is he who bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and it withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. All right. So let's ask. Let's ask right now for the things that we need in our life. Stretch your hands out to the Lord. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus for all the things that these brothers and sisters are asking for. And I know there's people that are stretching their hands out to you right now who need healing. Well, we partner our faith with these brothers and sisters who need healing. We partner our faith with these brothers and sisters who need finances, who need mental stability, who need strength, who need a friend, who need just basic essentials, who need food, who need their marriage reconditioned. Lord, we lift them up to you. You told us to ask, so we're asking this morning. And so many others that are unspoken, we pray in thy name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Wow.
All right, let's read a little more. And if you're out there and you heard it and you received it, say amen.
Amen.
So abide in me, blah, blah, blah. All right, go to 15 and 8. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. So what this means, if you're a disciple, you should bear fruit. People should be able to see it. And I'm not going to get into all that. Guys, I am going to get into that. I'm sorry. They ought to know that you're a Christian. They ought to know that you're a Christian. Why do people have to guess if you're a Christian? Well, he said he was. What kind of answer is that? Are you tired of it like I am? I'm tired of watered down Christianity. Well, he said he is. What does that mean? Either you're a Christian or you're not. Are you a faithful follower of Christ that you're bearing much fruit, that you walk like Jesus, you talk like Jesus, you act like Jesus, you stand for the things of Jesus? Some people were confused about how to live their life and what to do. I said, all you got to do is get a copy of this. This tells you everything you're supposed to do. You can't say you're a Christian and not be adherent to the principles of the biblical mandate. Anyways, I got to jump off the soapbox. All right, here we go. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servants does not know what the master is doing. That's why I just told you this. What do you mean you don't know what the master's doing? He said, we're not servants anymore, for the servant does not know what the master's doing. But I have called you friends, and I have heard from my Father, and I have made known to you. So hold your finger on there. So yeah. Quit running around your house and calling all your friends. Go, I don't know what God's will is for my life. Really? You don't really know what God's will is for your life? Get on your knees and pray. Read your Bible. Amen. And quit letting your friends and people who aren't saved tell you who you are.
Seek the Lord.
Don't let the government tell you who you are. Let God tell you who you are.
Absolutely. You know,
just tell when
trust
somebody
in
comes.
The Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell somebody you identify as being saved.
Yes. Amen.
I got a shirt that says that.
I saw that. That's a nice one.
Tell them you identify as being saved. Gloria Lawrence says, and they know we're Christians by our love. Amen. I don't need anybody to tell me who the heck I am. I know who I am in Jesus. What do you think, Mike?
Think
you need to run around and sprinkle fairy dust everywhere and somebody tell you who you are?
No, you know what? You know who I worry about?
God.
Exactly.
Why are you guys running around worrying about what anybody thinks about you?
Hey.
Why are you running around trying to get healed by somebody else other than God?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to try to rub some crystals together or, you know, go. I mean, I don't. Is this foolishness?
It's fine, and it's knowledgeable, and it's getting a chance on a Wednesday to get some wisdom.
16:15-16. But I did not, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whoever asks the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I commanded you, so that you will love one another. Mm. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So don't get upset if people don't like you. They didn't like Jesus. But I love Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm tired of people running around that are Christians that want to go to church on Sunday and then they go out and act like the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ain't a living your conviction. And again, I can't judge anybody, but I mean the book just says you're going to know them by the fruit they bear.
Amen. They are, aren't they?
I mean you don't got to run around like a spiritual dum dum going, well, I don't really know if they're saved. Well, just look at the fruit.
Yes, exactly.
Verse 19, if you were of the world would love you as its own. Oh, I want everybody to, I'm going to fly around like a fairy and want everybody to love me like Peter Pan. Huh?
I guess.
I mean, what the heck? Come on, church, wake up. Why are you running around trying to get the approval of the world?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
And why do you want to look like everybody else? Why do you want to fit in a box? I don't fit in a box, man. I got to stretch my wings and go.
You got to go out there and praise the Lord and let everybody know you're praising the Lord because you love the Lord.
Yeah, don't you guys love reading your Bible and praying and reading your Bible and praying more? I just love it.
You know,
I had to make myself go to bed last night. I literally did.
You know, this here, as you read this, you want to read more and more and more.
I do.
Huh?
I do.
And you know, that's what's so bad, because there's so many times we put off reading the Bible. But then when you pick it up, you think, like right now, I'm thinking, why didn't I do more of this week? Huh?
You know why? Because you got flesh. I don't know why we don't read our Bibles more. I'm as guilty as all you guys, you know. I would like to say I'm the guru of Bible reading, but I know I'm not. I guarantee I'm not. But I'm who I am, and I'm not shamed. When I don't live up to the expectations, that's where Christ picked me up and carried me.
Amen.
All right. Gloria Lawrence says, hey, I want to say hello to Mark Wan. How you doing, Brother Mark Wan? Gloria says, prayers for comfort, previous worker, Brian's family. He retired February 23rd, passed away a few days ago. My gosh. Praise Jesus that he was saved. Lord, I just want to pray for this brother right now. His name's Brian, and he passed away. And I'm glad that he was saved, for heaven's sakes, Lord. Our hearts are heavy for this family, and this man just retiring. It just breaks my heart. Lord, I just pray for this family in Jesus' name. Jimmy Robbins says, embrace the weird. He made you that way on purpose. Jimmy's right. I don't know why everybody wants to look like each other anyways, or try to, you know, I'm good with what do they call it? The new fads that come in. I thought about that when I was getting dressed this morning, you know. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having a what do you call fads? It's when something's in vogue. It's in style.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being in style. Let's see what Caitlin says. We've been watching The Chosen at night as a family. Marla loves seeing Jesus and what he does. Amen. And me and my wife started watching Noah.
Oh, yeah?
And I was talking to Randy the barber last night when we were at a ball game, watching Brock's ball game. And on Noah, there's these people. They're like the rock people called the Watchers.
Yeah.
And I guess they're the fallen angels. And I asked Vicky, I said, what in the world is this? I said, what are these people? I don't know. They call them the Watchers or the Rock People. And I think Russell Crowe's in it. But I fell asleep after that. So
yeah,
it's pretty good. I don't know. It, you know, I guess they have to have some Hollywood theatrics in there or something. I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot of good Christian stuff coming out on television.
Oh, there's so much great stuff out there. And you can do yourself and not burn up a bunch of time in your evening by trying to watch secular shows. Me and Vicky have tried that over and over, over and over and over. And she just finally said, you know what, I think I'm going to end up getting rid of, you know, there's some of these things that come on your TV automatically.
Yeah.
You know, like Netflix. I don't think Netflix is a Christian station.
You know,
they got some crazy stuff on there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have a TV, but that's my wife's job. She likes it, so we watch it occasionally. All right, let's get back into it. Go to verse 20, 15:20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant's not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So you guys know you're going through some oppression, not possession. Mm-hmm. Oppression means that you're being pressed on spiritually. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name. So the reason you're getting persecuted today is because of Jesus. You know, people are persecuting you and sometimes say they don't like you. It's because of Jesus. But that's okay. God will take care of you. They do not know who sent me, and if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have not been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. Mm. And I talked about that last week, being ashamed of the gospel.
Yes.
Don't ever be ashamed to be a follower of Christ. I actually put this T-shirt on purpose. I love saying the name of Jesus. Don't you?
I do. Jesus is the man. He's the one
who's going to clear your sin. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth. All right. I cannot believe I do not have that underlined. So if you was to look through my book, I got my book marked up like you guys do, so I'm not bragging on, I'm just saying. I can't believe I don't have that underlined. Let me go back, and it's pretty weird that I don't have that underlined. See, and you also were, okay, I do. I got kind of highlighted there. It says, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. He's capitalized here. Mine says Helper. What does yours say in King James there, Mike? 15:26? 15:26.
Well, when the Comforter.
Comforter. Okay, let's stop there. Here we go. Everybody get in tight here. Get a group shot. The Helper, the Counselor. Mm-hmm. What'd you say yours was?
Mine says Comforter.
Comforter. Comforter, Counselor, Helper. That's the Holy Spirit. His job is to help you and I, me and Mike, bring information to you from heaven. You're guided by the Holy Spirit from heaven to do the things you do. Be great moms, be great dads, be great sons and daughters, be great husbands and wives, be great children of God to help you live, help your family live, and help your city live, and then help your church grow, and then your mm-hmm. city grow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Amen? That's the Holy Spirit's job. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's went into heaven, and he left the Comforter and the Counselor here to give you all wisdom. Now, you say, well, I don't have all wisdom. Well, pray more. Read his word more. Stay around smart, godly people, and stay away from spiritual ding-dongs. Amen?
Amen to that.
You don't want to take any steps back. Here's what I want you to do is trust today that God is doing something extraordinary in your life. Extraordinary. And that is something that the world can't do. The world can only do what the world has power over.
Right.
God can do supernatural, extraordinary things. Mike, pray a prayer right now for everybody out there that God will do something extraordinary in their life today. And you guys pray and receive this prayer and ask God for his extraordinary power to come on you right now where we're at, Mike.
All right, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I'd just like to come before you and ask you for some special love, you know, because with your love we can do anything. And I mean, you're the one we go to when there's no one else. You're the one who's there 24/7. You're the one who's took a hard heart and made it soft.
Thank you, Lord.
It had been lined with dope and drugs.
Yes,
Lord. And set them free. Set them free from their liquor. And all the worldly things that happens to a fella or a woman in their lifetimes. And we're just so glad you rid that of our bodies and soul and mind. We continue to pray and love you. And I just can't ask for anything because you give me well more than I ever deserved.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Knowing what we all have done, you still loved us anyway. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we just thank you. And Lord, you tell us when we don't know what to pray that the Spirit intercedes for us. So my prayer, along with my brother Mike's, is today that all the people who don't even know what to pray today, they just stretch out their hand and their heart to you and just pray and believe for supernatural extra power in their life,
mm-hmm.
over their life and over their family's life, over their mind and over their body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we desperately need a movement of the Holy Spirit. We desperately need the influence and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in our minds for our children who are out there in the school system, Lord, that you keep them safe. And Lord God, you on this Palm Sunday, you rode in to Jerusalem, Lord, and you knew what you were going to face. You knew that you were going to face drama. You knew you were going to face enemy. You knew you were going to face people doing things you didn't like. You faced persecution and were spit upon. Lord, you faced people misusing your house. You faced persecution on the cross. Lord, we just want to remember all that you went through, not for your own doing, but for ours. We take that, those acts of love, and we'll receive them and apply them to our life today so we can walk in power. And we remember the Passover dinner, Lord God. We remember it was the Last Supper before you died. And you said, do this in remembrance of me. So every time we take the Lord's Supper, Lord God, we want to remember the power we have from the act that you accomplished. And then 3 days later, rose from the grave. We received that in our own lives. We're touched and transformed today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Guys, it's time for us to band together as brothers and sisters in the love of Christ and stand united against the wiles of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to pray more. It's time to be able to fight back the devil. Fight back the devil with God's Spirit and God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, can you remember a time in your own life, as we talk about Palm Sunday, on how you remembered the work that Jesus did, you know, riding in or being on the cross or conquering the grave? Is there anything significant that speaks to you of where that really gave you some encouragement?
A lot of it comes from as a child, John 3:16.
Yeah.
And that's what I really...
You remembered?
Remembered that in Psalms 100. There were the two verses. Wow. As a Sunday school kid that, you know, really stuck in my head, you know, 70 years ago.
Yeah, taught you that. And what did you say the other one was? John 3:16, and what was the other one?
Psalms 100.
Psalm 100. And you can recite that by memory.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you said it. Yeah. You know, it's good to remember good things in life. You know, we all got things we're not really proud of or want or like to change, but we had a lot of good things in life. Anytime you got to go to church.
Boy, those really stuck with you, didn't they?
Oh, well, yeah, and you know what? No matter how much the guy resisted,
bet you resisted too sometimes, didn't you?
Resisted and just resisted and resisted.
But it stuck with you?
Stuck with me. I tell you what, I may not...
You're a miracle.
Make it all what it ought to be, but you know, I really try.
Glory, Lord, said me too, Mike. So all you guys, so let's do this, and then maybe we can get into some Psalm stuff here in a second. We got a little time. Stay with me on this. So Gloria says me too. So you all remember not only the time you got saved, but you remember a certain church moment. We all do, and we remember the story of Psalms, or the story of or the Palm Sunday. I'm sorry, or the story of Good Friday, or the story of the resurrection, and they're all really kind of one story, really, and if you will, it was what God did for us to benefit our lives. So,
I guess years ago, the biggest thing they wanted to stick in your head that I remember mostly about Sunday school and church was they wanted you to know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
Let's do that. Yeah. Jesus died for us. And how did you remember it? I mean, you heard that when you were in Sunday school, but What was it? You said John 3:16 and Psalm 100, but they wanted to tell you that Jesus died for us. So let's remember that.
They want you to know that he died for us so we could be saved and have eternal life.
Right. And there was a reason he died for you. Mm-hmm. It was because so you could get eternal life. So let's just jump into Mark or Luke. Which one were you tuned into? I'll take either one.
Here, what you had, you told us earlier.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mark 11. It was kind of the first one I wanted to do. And I'll start reading it, and I want to have Mike chime in here. And you guys chime in too. Tell me what's your greatest memory in church, if you would. Share that with us, guys, this morning. What is your favorite memory in church? And I know there's a lot, but just name one to encourage somebody. Gloria Lawrence said, I thank God for my grandma's Sunday school teachers always praying for me and with me. That is great. And Gloria is such a great prayer warrior, and she does a great job at teaching the kids, and that means everything to me. I'll give you my story. I one of my greatest stories in church was probably being at a little church up north, Cross Keys Baptist, and I heard a guest speaker, and he said it's impossible to come into the holiest of holies and not have your life changed.
Yes,
do you believe that? I do. I mean, can you imagine that? Coming into the presence of Almighty God and not have your life changed.
Mm-mm.
I mean, one way or the other, I mean, he changed my life and saved me. There's
right.
some people that probably came into the presence of God and they turned away. I don't know why they would, but there probably some did. But I received him. It was one of the greatest times of my life. And I got many, but if you guys want to share it with us to encourage the brethren this morning. First, chapter 11 in Mark. Here it is, guys. We got about, let's burn up about 7 or 8 minutes. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem in Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter, you will find a colt tied there, or a colt tied. So that's a young donkey on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone asks you why you're doing this, say the Lord's in need of it, and he will send it back immediately. So if to know that he's in need of it, you could go back to Zechariah 9:9, and I don't think we're going to have time to go into that today, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And that was actually what I was studying on last night. I solely just studied on the book of Zechariah last night. So anyways, hold that thought. And that was about, so just so you know, that was about 500 years before Jesus came. So that was 500 years before Jesus sat on the donkey that he prophesied that he was going to need this donkey. And anyways, I guess stay disciplined here. And they went away and they found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of the standing there said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their cloaks on it. He sat down on it, and many spread their cloaks on the road and other leafy branches that had been cut from the field. And those who went out before those who were followed, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Do you know what Hosanna means? Save us, save us.
Yeah.
So everyone there, and I would say, Julia Mann says, when my daughter Elizabeth ran to the altar, called for and accepted Jesus, praise Jesus. That's wonderful, Julia. Thank you so much for sharing that. And God bless you and Kevin. Gloria says, missionettes, not sure if I spelled that right. Hosanna means save us, save us. You need to cry out to the Lord. And these people that were on the road were saying, save us, save us. Mm-hmm. And then some of them were actually part of the crucifixion.
Well, you know what?
They were in the crowd talking Christianity, but they ended up going with the crowd and crucifying him. Go ahead.
You can go ahead and talk all the stuff you want, but when it gets down to the...
Oh, Lord.
Hey, when you finally... The Lord finally finds you, or you find the Lord.
Game on.
The game's on. Then you're going to know.
It's kind of like what Mike Tyson said. Everybody has a game plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let me tell you something, guys. Don't be one of these people that are, what do you call them that are kind of two-faced? Hey, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us! And next thing you know, you find out days later they go with the crowd and they end up crucifying him.
Well,
What's your thoughts on that?
my thought on that is, you know what? You're going to pay for what you do one way or the other. You know? I mean,
And our job is to exalt the name of Jesus.
that's one thing you don't want to do is talk Jesus down. I don't, you know, you can be a Christian or not, but
You ever met a big shot?
I met a lot of people who talk the Lord down when he's drunked up and drugged up and messed up.
Ooh, Lord.
You know?
Yeah, don't speak out against the Lord.
No. You know how that'll work.
Guys, it's so important to know
Hey, no
that.
matter how bad off or how buzzed up a guy been, he ain't never been that buzzed up.
Yeah, don't. Is it, went to a random church service with my Hispanic friend in the military. Had no idea what the pastor was saying half the time, but I felt the Spirit take over us, and we all wept and left the service feeling hopeful. I see.
Wow.
It was truly beautiful. The week before, we fell asleep in a Catholic man. It was so nice. Yeah, you know something? I went to a Korean, so I wanted to piggyback off of what Caitlin just said. I went to a Korean service across the street from my house. I told you that. And I went to that, and I had earphones on. And when he said something, the guy would interpret it. That service was 3 hours long. 3 hours long. And I mean, you go to like a Western church, and in the Western world, they're usually an hour long or whatever, just usually for time restraints. But, anyways, it was great. So regardless of what dialect you're talking in, Jesus is still Jesus.
Amen.
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 Galen Wilson says, when Bailey couldn't stop crying, I knew Jesus touched her. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, when Jesus touches you, it's like Colleen says, you can't stop crying. You can't stop talking about him. You can't stop talking about the goodness. You can't stop talking about what he did.
Right.
You're still talking about it. What'd you say, 70 years later, after being in Sunday school? You're still talking about what happened. And remember, I told you when my dad went to a little church down the street here, and he went to Sunday school and still remembered the songs
Isn't
80 years later.
that's amazing.
That's a seed that is planted in your heart. So get some seed in your heart.
Get that seed while they're young.
Give us a good prayer on the way out of here, guys. We are out of time.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you
Oh,
again.
Lord
Thank you
Jesus.
every day and every minute of every hour that we get a
Amen.
chance to praise you and
Thank you,
glorify
Lord.
you and spread the gospel here with Pastor Pat on Wednesday mornings. We just love everybody out there, love healing from our Lord and Savior, and knowing that He loves us more than we could ever love Him.
Yes.
As we close, we ask that everybody be safe, have a great week. Try to be a better, try to be nice. How about
Hallelujah.
that? You know what?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's be nice.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Palm Sunday's coming up, guys, and we want you to remember two things. Jesus loves you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Have a great day in the Lord. We gone.
Amen.